And on the line, we've got another great campaigner, and that's Liz Walsh. G'day, Liz. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you guys have decided that it's important to highlight the contamination, the environmental contamination in the western suburbs, which everybody seems to overlook.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Victorian Socialists are organising a community action for the 25th of September because there's a whole range of environmental issues in the west, issues of air pollution, you know, the destruction of our waterways, all of which, you know, has an impact on the health and well-being of people in the west. And clear that, you know, we have, you know, issues of, I guess, industry basically using the western suburbs like a, you know, a rubbish tip and, you know, not really taking the precautions to protect the environment. And if we're going to get any action on the issues that we face, we're going to need to come together as a community and put collective pressure on.
Well, if people have a memory before COVID, this program covered quite a few of these atrocious outcomes for the West in terms of the factory fires that were going on, the unregulated storage of chemicals, that sort of stuff. Outrageous stuff.
Yeah, outrageous. And one of the big issues at the moment for the community is the ongoing fire at the Kialba landfill site in Sunshine.
Yeah, I was reading your thing and I thought, I didn't even know this. It's been going for 2 years.
Yeah, well, nearly 3 years now, since late 2019. So, yeah, local residents actually fought against this landfill being established in the first place in 2010, you know, saying, you know, the western suburbs are just treated with absolute contempt. We don't want a rubbish tip right next to our house. This wouldn't happen if it was, you know,
Toorak. What, Melbourne?
Exactly, you know, that, but, you know, they can walk all over residents here. And so, yeah, they fought against it and lost, and there's been this rubbish tip accepting kind of like, I guess, construction material, concrete, rubbish, tyres, that kind of thing. And it's been on fire, underground fire, since late 2019. And, you know, while there's been a little bit of EPA action, they have had their licence suspended, the Barrow Group, so they can't accept new rubbish. There's just not the kind of scale of the sanctions that would be necessary to force the company to clean up the fires quickly. So it's always sort of like, we're investigating, we've put another notice in, you know, it's all pretty soft touch kind of stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of, I guess, the whole issue with the regulator and, you know, its approach is just about helping business to comply rather than having a much more, you know, forceful, coercive approach to business actually taking the steps to protect the community.
Yeah, so there's going to be a protest on Sunday the 25th and it's going to be at Sunshine Plaza, Hampshire Road in Sunshine. But this is just the beginning, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So this is a chance for us to bring together a whole range of community groups to, you know, build more of a network, I guess, of people who are interested in fighting around protecting the environment, human health in the West. There's been a group of Kialba residents, though, who've been campaigning around this issue for years, pretty tirelessly. There's also been, you know, community groups organising around the whole issue of truck pollution in the West. You know, in the West, we have some of the worst rates of hospitalisation for things like heart issues, respiratory issues, asthma, and so on, because of the enormous amount of truck pollution in the air. Matter and stuff. You know, there's been community groups about that, or about in Sunshine North, a paint factory that's been emitting fumes and also loud noise for years as well, affecting again the health of people in Sunshine North. So lots of community groups doing really important action, and we're hoping to kind of bring those people together as well, because it can be, you know, pretty sort of dispiriting experience, you know, the fact that you're up against, you know, huge, you know, bureaucracy, business and the state, and action just never seems to really happen. So, yeah, helping to kind of hopefully remoralise some of these groups and give them the kind of support that they need to keep on fighting.
Well, the last time I went to Sunshine, I was covering the demonstration around the dumping of PFAS, and which is fascinating because it was there that it became apparent that their local member, who is the treasurer of this state, was not necessarily their most favoured person. And, of course, we're leading into an election.
One of the local members, Suleiman, she, you know, recently sent a letter about the issue of the Kyalba rubbish tip fire, and it's like this has been going on for years, and there's been so little kind of advocacy from the local Labor member. People are pretty cynical about that, and you know, it's clearly just a bit of a bit of activity just in the lead up to the election when they've had years to really be trying to fight for the community. So, yeah, that's a really strong sentiment out in the West, the sense that the Labor Party takes the area for granted, been a long-term, you know, Labor stronghold, and it's just meant that the community gets overlooked on a whole range of things, not just, you know, the environmental destruction from industry, but also, the lack of investment in community services like childcare, lack of funding for our schools, the appalling state of public transport as well. That's definitely a real strong feeling. And the importance is to kind of, I guess, turn that sort of sense of anger into more action that, nothing gets done if we're all kind of atomized. It's when we come together that and make a fuss about these issues that we can start to see action. And it's clear, like, around things like the EPA, they won't do anything unless the community is really vocal about it. So that's kind of, I guess, sort of the orientation of the action on Sunday the 25th.
And it's at 1 o'clock, and it's at Sunshine Plaza, Hampshire Road, Sunshine. And I know you can catch a train there.
You can.
Thanks very much for talking to me, and thank you for fighting the good fight.
We'll keep on trying.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Bye.